require turning the other cheek or the use of touchy-feely language, and does not push political correctness. We must communicate our purpose, but we are not required to respect wrongful actions. In law enforcement classes, Thompson was quick to state that those in the profession of bringing order from chaos cannot possibly be expected to respect the actions of hardened criminals against hapless victims. We must, however, respect their individual or collective constitutional rights. We must ensure the proper course into the courtroom and not compromise subsequent convictions with any action that undermines our professional goal. To quote a police officer from North Dakota, "We treat people as ladies and gentlemen, not because they are, but because we are." What separates professionalism from amateur behavior is giving our opponent no solid grounds to make a stand against us, with our comments or actions. A scholar turned police officer turned police trainer, George Thompson created Verbal Judo and was president of the Verbal Judo Institute, Inc., which he founded in 1984, for over 30 years. Doc trained his first associate in 1985, followed by many others, all dedicated to teaching his principles with the same enthusiasm and commitment to changing how we view conflict and resolution. Institute clients expanded quickly beyond the arena of law enforcement into corporations and business, the airline and cruise industries, the medical profession, and the field of education, and have become hugely popular with government employees in city, county, and federal offices. Operations were developed and expanded outside North America, with offices in Australia, Africa, and Scandinavia, and the books have been published in several languages, making the reach of Verbal Judo global. Since 1984, over 1 million people have sat in Verbal Judo classes, and hundreds of thousands more have read the books, watched the videos, and listened to the audio versions of the principles and tactics of Verbal Judo. The life work of George Thompson has become a force of its own through Verbal Judo and the Verbal Judo Institute, Inc. Imbued with his spirit, the program will continue to spread and envelop the world, one person, one profession, one nation at a time, until his vision is complete. The Institute will continue to promote new writings, new video and audio works, and new programs to meet the demands of a world that seems sometimes on fire. We at the Verbal Judo Institute, Inc., and our Verbal Judo family thank all our clients who have supported us over the decades. We will be here always with the message George wanted us to carry into the future. We thank all of you for your continued support of Verbal Judo, with Pam Thompson now the CEO, and your continued vigilance in helping us protect Dr. Thompson's legacy. The sad passing of Dr. George J. Thompson III has left a hole in our hearts, but his program and ideals will move forward. We promise. Lee Fjellstad and Pam Thompson, and the rest of our family in the United States, Mike Manley, Doug Haig, Steve Wappershaw, William King in Australia, Darcy Pennock in Canada, Bo Munta in Sweden, and Don Gold in Africa. Please visit the Verbal Judo websites, verbaljudoglobal.com and verbaljudoinstituteinc.com.